Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening: a record 100 leaders join thousands of South Africans and people from other countries in a memorial service held in the FNB Stadium in Johannesburg today in honor of the late Nelson Mandela.
But like other early giants of the ANC, the Sisulus and the Tambos, Madiba disciplined his anger and channeled his desire to fight into organization and platforms.
Zimbabwe joins the world in marking International Human Rights Day, with ZANU-PF supporters criticizing some civic groups for allegedly misrepresenting the country's rights record. But rights lawyers say the situation on the ground remains dire.
Sometimes people go on to provoke the police or cause all sorts of chaos, whereby the police are called in to intervene. Police are allowed to use minimum force, but someone can call that brutality. You see, in Zimbabwe, the police are very professional, and we can't complain about police brutality. If there are such issues, I would see the courts flooding with such cases.
And a rival organization is formed to champion the cause of former soccer legends who are struggling to survive.
Thousands of South Africans and people from other parts of the world today braved rainy weather to congregate at the 94,000-seat FNB Stadium in Johannesburg and other designated venues throughout the country to mourn the late former South African President Nelson Mandela. A record 100 heads of states, including some who have retired, attended the main memorial event. Also present was President Robert Mugabe, who was cheered by the thousands when his picture appeared on giant televisions in the stadium. Also to receive wild cheers were U.S. President Barack Obama, former South African President Thabo Mbeki, and Mr. Mandela's ex-wife Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Speaking at the memorial service, South African President Jacob Zuma, who was jeered twice at the stadium, said Mr. Mandela was a unifier.
He never wanted to be viewed as a messiah or a saint. He emphasized that all his achievements were derived from working with the ANC collective, from whom, in his own words, were men and women who were more capable than he was. Thus, the South Africa that you see today is a reflection of a Madiba and many others like him who sacrificed their lives for a free nation.
That was South African President Jacob Zuma at the Mandela Memorial in Johannesburg. United States President Barack Obama, who got a standing ovation from the crowd, quoted Mr. Mandela's famous words and described him as a great leader.
Perhaps Mandela was right that he inherited a proud rebelliousness, a stubborn sense of fairness from his father. I have fought against white domination and I have fought against black domination. I cherish the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve, but if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
United States President Barack Obama.
Political analyst and former Zimbabwe student leader Paul Chimosha, now project manager at Exxaro Resources in South Africa, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that even in death, Mr. Mandela continued to unite people, as was seen in the handshake between President Barack Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro at the memorial service today.
It has to be a significant moment. If you just look at what the tributes that have been paid by literally every world leader, speaks of Mandela as a reconciliator, as a person that there's many quotations about his approach to reconciliation. But I think one important one has always been, you make peace with your enemies, not your friends. So to see that happening between the president of Cuba and the president of the United States, I think every person who knows anything about politics would have not missed that moment as an extremely important moment at the occasion. Yes.
Some were also saying this is a test to see how prepared South Africa was to host more than 90 world leaders. Do you think it was able to handle this memorial service without glitches?
Yes, I think the memorial service went very well, in my opinion. Of course, the other important incident that happened has been the booing of President Jacob Zuma by the crowd. So that also didn't come on quite as expected. I'm sure the organizers were a bit surprised there. But they shouldn't, because the nation currently is really in a situation where they are dealing with the 250 million rand approximately spent on the president's residence in Ganja. And you need to understand that just a cattle crawl, cost you 1 million rand in terms of the preliminary reports that are coming out of that scandal. So people are not very impressed with the current president.
That was political analyst and former student leader Paul Chimosha speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Johannesburg. The service today was held in Johannesburg's main stadium used for the 2010 World Cup soccer finals. The venue is also the place where Mr. Mandela made his last public appearance at the closing ceremony of the first ever World Cup in Africa. Mr. Mandela's remains will lie in state at the Union Buildings in Pretoria, the official seat of the South African government, on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. The memorials and events will culminate in Mr. Mandela's burial December 15 in his childhood village of Qunu.